it's year number four, actually. We've had three meetings already now in the past few years, and that's we had the actual official opening of the track in 2013. We staged our first international event there, and I suppose the event has evolved over the last few years, and every year it's been getting bigger and better for us each year. In 2014, we had the first ever sub-4 minute mile in Donegal, with a Mexican, Juan Luis Barrios, running 3:59 in that event. And then in the 2015 event, last year's event, we had a special night in the women's steeplechase where we had three of our Irish athletes qualified for the Olympics. They'll be heading to Rio now in a few weeks' time, and it was the first time that three Irish athletes had ever qualified for an Olympic Games in an Irish race at the one time. So it was a special night last year. Anybody that was there would remember that indeed, you know. So I suppose the 2016 event, yeah, is coming up next Saturday, the 2nd of July. So we've been putting the final preparations over the past few weeks, and, you know, we're hoping to just to keep it building on the meeting from year to year. And I think with this being Olympic year in particular, I suppose the general public have more of an interest in athletics in Olympic year, and, you know, it's exciting times for athletics and for athletes, and for the people of the Northwest to get the chance to see these athletes, world-class athletes on their own doorstep, out at the Danny McDade track at the Aura Leisure Centre next Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, was it the first year you were desperately unlucky? There was a torrential downpour, to say the least, and that the weather wasn't too kind. Last year, yes, there was a great buzz. I was there myself, and as you mentioned, the qualification for Rio, and certainly that lifted things. And, you know, for anybody who maybe hasn't been to anything like this, you know, this is a great opportunity here in the Northwest to go down and see athletes of a very, very high level competing. And you can really see sort of the difference. And when you're actually there, for people who maybe haven't been to something like this before, and you're watching them going past on the track, I mean, it's quite an exhilarating experience.
It is, yeah, you know, I suppose there's so many people out there at the minute who've taken up running and have taken up activity and sport, and, you know, it's a great time to be involved in a sport like running, you know. And, you know, for so many of those people, you know, doing 5Ks and 10Ks and, you know, having their own personal challenges and that, that's what I would appeal to those people, that to come down and to see, you know, athletes who will be going to the Olympic Games, who, you know, athletes that have won medals at world championship level, you know, athletes that are representing their countries all over the world. And, you know, they become to Letterkenny, and as you say, you know, to see them in person, to see them, the speed that they go at, you know, the impressiveness of their athletic ability, and, you know, just great competition. And I suppose, you know, with road races being around all parts of Donegal, indeed, you know, and you know, for those runners and people out there, even out walking and stuff, and to come and see a track athletics meeting, you know, happening in the Northwest, and, you know, that's, we would encourage all those people to come out on the night, because it's a free event, you know, it's an event that we would love to see young kids coming along, and, you know, to get a chance to meet the star athletes and to, you know, to mix with them, to get photographs taken. You know, I suppose we're very, very lucky in Letterkenny that we have such a great facility there, out at the Aura Leisure Centre. And, you know, the people can get right up close to the athletes, which often you don't get a chance to do that when you go to major competitions, you know, but you get right up close to the athletes and get to meet the athletes on the night.
I was chatting to a couple of athletes over there a couple of years ago, from America, and they'd been at university in the States and competing at the very competitive university level over there, and they were going around several meetings around Europe, and I'm sure the same is happening again, that you have people over from far and wide.
We do, yeah. You know, we're expecting probably up to 80 athletes from up to, at the minute, we have athletes coming from over 20 different countries from all over the world. We would have athletes coming from, quite a few coming from America. We have athletes coming from New Zealand, Nigeria, Germany, Senegal, Mexico, Greece, Puerto Rico, South Africa, Poland. We have lots of athletes coming over from the UK for the event as well. And as well as that too, we have lots of our Irish athletes. And that's a great opportunity for them to get to compete on home soil against international opposition, because often Irish athletes have to travel abroad to get good quality competitions, you know. And we actually, and when you mentioned about the circuit there too, you know, we work quite closely with Cork City Sports as well. So a lot of athletes will be competing in the Cork City Sports this Tuesday night, and then they'll be travelling on to us in Letterkenny for our meeting on Saturday week. And those athletes, you know, after they finish with us, they'll be heading on to the European circuit and they'll be taking part in events, you know, all over Europe. And then with the end result of them, you know, heading off to the Olympics in Rio for some of them.
I'm speaking with Darren McDade of Letterkenny Athletic Club about the forthcoming Letterkenny AC sub 4 minute mile challenge event, which takes place on Saturday, the 2nd of July. Dara, just give us a little bit of a flavour about the actual programme, because there are several events ranging from, do we still have the 1 hour track race as well?
No, that was an event we held in 2013. We don't have that event anymore. I suppose when we started out the event first, you know, our poster event was the mile. And, you know, we wanted to become we wanted to get the first sub 4 minute mile in Donegal. And, you know, we achieved that in 2014. And, you know, since that then, we've really moved on in terms of the quality of some of the other events happening as well. We have 10 events taking place on the track on the night and 2 field events. And, you know, to give an idea of some of the quality of the athletes, you know, taking place, like the event kicks off at 7 o'clock with the men's 100 metres. And we have athletes who have ran 10.2 seconds for 100 metres. We have Josh Soiree from Senegal will be one of the lead athletes there at the minute. We have Peter Emelisi from Germany who's ran 10.23. Leva King Cecily from South Africa who has ran 10.25. You know, so some of those athletes, you know, in terms of world-class sprinting, they're there up at that level.
And just just worth pointing out, you know, for anybody who goes along, to actually see somebody in the flesh doing 100 metres in just over 10 seconds is quite a spectacle.
It is, you know, and I suppose, you know, you like to easily compare it. Usain Bolt is the face of athletics, you know, and, you know, Usain Bolt would just about dip under 10 seconds for 100 metres. So these guys are right up there. They're within a couple of strides of the likes of Usain Bolt. You know, and they're going to be moving extremely fast on the track, which is going to be impressive as well. Then moving on, then we would have the 3,000 metres men. We have Damian Kabat of Poland and Kevin Green from the USA will be going up against a lot of our Northwest kind of elite athletes, Connor Bradley and Danny Mooney, John Paul Williamson and Andrew Monaghan as well will be taking on that. So that would be the 3K men. And then the 800 metres men will take place then shortly after that. And we have Perez Chica from Mexico. We have two Polish athletes. We have Vasikas from Greece. Two Welsh athletes, Tom Marshall and Elliot Slade. And some of those athletes will be actually chasing the Olympic qualifying standard, which is 146. And interestingly enough, Mark English, our own Mark English, he holds a stadium record there at 149. And, you know, I suppose that stadium record on the night looks like it could be in a lot of danger, you know. And also Mark actually also holds the meeting record for the 400 metres, where we have a lad from South Africa, Sean De Jager, who has ran 45 seconds for 400 metres this year already. And he was a silver medalist in the South African Championships there just a few weeks ago. And actually, we were probably looking at, on the women's side of things, the 400 metres women's is looking like it's going to be a really, really competitive race. We have the World University Games gold medalist from last year from South Africa, Justine Palfremansson, and she has a personal best of 51 seconds. And in the same race as well, we have a Polish girl, Magna Gorsakowski, and she is actually a world indoor silver medalist from this year. And she's also a previous European under-23 champion. Also on the women's side of things, we have the women's steeplechase is going to be there. We're hoping to get a few athletes again to chase the Olympic qualifying standard. We have athletes from France, Germany, Belgium, Czech Republic, who have all are running very, very within close to the Olympic standard, which is 9 minutes and 40 seconds. We also have 200 women's, 200 men's, and 800 women's, where athletes will also be chasing the Olympic standard of 201 as well. We have 5 or 6 different nationalities in each of those events, you know. So basically, with the programme kicking off at 7 o'clock, that brings us right up to 8:45 for the mile race. So all those events, You know, it basically, it just goes one after the other, and you know, it's quite a compact program. You know, if people come along on the night, you know, everything will be happening. A race will be happening, and 10 minutes later, another race will happen. It'll keep flowing, and I suppose the big finale is the men's mile at 8:45.
And last year in the men's mile, the guy who won it, his name just escapes me, he just missed out by the narrowest of margins to get under that 4 minute mark.
He did, yeah. John Peterson from America won last year in 4 minutes, 0.23. So he was only 0.2 seconds off breaking the 4 minute mile last year. You know, so I suppose at that level, it shows how close athletes can get to doing that. You know, and that's what makes it all the more exciting, that, you know, just because, you know, it's a 4 minute mile, there's no guarantee on the night that someone will break 4 minutes. But I have a feeling that this year that there could be something very special going to happen on the night. You know, if we can get good enough weather conditions, we have at the minute, we have a field that could where we could put a lot of athletes under the 4 minutes. We have 7 athletes at the minute who have already broken 4 minutes in previous races. And we also have another 7 athletes who have come within a second or two of breaking that 4 minutes. You know, so I think the meeting record, which is held by the Mexican Juan Luis Barrios of 3:59, you know, I'd be hopeful on the night that, you know, that that's quite likely to be smashed on the night. And, you know, it's hopefully it won't be a matter of whether the sub-4 mile will be broken or not. I think it's going to be a matter of who is going to do it on the night.
Wow. So much to look forward to. Darren, many thanks for joining us this afternoon, and let's hope that there's a great attendance for that, the Letterkenny AC Sub 4 Minute Mile Challenge event at the Danny McDay track down at the Aura Leisure Centre, and that's taking place next Saturday, 2nd of July, with the action getting underway. 7 o'clock, the first race?
7 o'clock, the first race, so get there. There on time. And I'd just like to thank also all the support of all the local businesses around Letterkenny and around Donegal, because it's a huge logistics thing to bring athletes in from all over the country and all over the world. And we really, really get massive support from the community in Letterkenny and Donegal every single year for this event. And it's those businesses that bring these athletes in for us. They support us financially, and they support us with the organisation of the meeting. And, you know, Letterkenny Athletic Club is a big club, and, you know, we have lots of volunteers and helpers that are working hard for the last few weeks and that, you know, so we're just really, really looking forward to now. So as you alluded to earlier, hopefully now all we need to do is hope that there's a little bit of nice weather on the night.